This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from the book of Obadiah, Leroy examines the folly of playing King of the Mountain with God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
When I was a kid back in Iowa, we used to play a game called King of the Mountain. Someone would get up on a mound of dirt, and everyone else would try to get him off. Whoever was on top was king of the mountain. The kid we could never get off the hill was a guy named Walter Arfman. He was the biggest. He stayed there until he was ready to come down. In the book of Obadiah, we encounter the Edomites, a people who thought they were king of the mountain. The Edomites had everything going for them, and they were proud of their own security. They laughed at Israel. They laughed as Israel fell to the onslaught of foreign powers. They felt they were perfectly safe in their mountain stronghold. But God saw things differently and had a word of warning for them in the book of Obadiah, verse 2. See, the Lord says, I will make you small among the nations. You will be utterly despised. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rocks, and make your home on the heights, who say to yourself, who can bring me down to the ground? Though you soar like the eagle and make your nest among the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. I recall a few years ago I was standing at the foot of the ancient Edomite capital city of Petra, which was perched on a high plateau above a sheer rock cliff approached through a very narrow gorge. It was virtually impregnable. And from this mountain stronghold, the Edomites launched their raids. They thought they could get away with anything. But their invasion of Judah in 587 B.C. brought forth the judgment of God. They had thought they were king of the hill, but their confidence was misplaced. They trusted in themselves, but were no match for God. Now, Christian, you don't have to be an arrogant Edomite to trust in the wrong thing. Even as Christians, we can make the mistake of trusting in our own sparkling personalities, our hard work, our wisdom, our physical appearance, our business or finances. All those things of security and pride could be gone in a moment. In our walk of daily discipleship, you and I must keep our eyes on the Lord and trust Him alone. He is our rock and our high tower. He alone is our wisdom as we go forth in His power. Because God alone is our refuge and our strength. Vulnerable is the man who thinks he is king of the mountain. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, a man who was frightened and angered by the goodness of God. I hope you'll join us on Daily Discipleship.